Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We're starting it rising early out here on the West Coast, on the East Coast. They've already got their breakfast in them. It's that time again as far as the Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast goes, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend, Tarek Brock. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing it about 3,000 miles away in Los Angeles, where now it looks like it's regular L.A., For the last 12 weeks, it kind of felt like I lived in Seattle, but that's a story for another day. 347-205-9631 will get you live. Anything after that, we'll catch you on the rebound, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Tarek, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And how is Boston this morning?
Man, good morning to you on this chilly morning here in Boston. We left Cincinnati where it was fairly nice, you know, yesterday after a cool Friday night or Saturday night. But doing well so far. Got out, walked around a little bit. It was good to get out with the locals and walk around and find a local coffee shop and start my morning off before hopping on this podcast with you today.
Well, now, being an L.A. guy, you're in Boston with the championships pretty much tied with the Celtics and Lakers. The ambiance around there, have you kind of taken it in? Have you kind of walked around the Boston Garden, Lansdowne Street? Not quite early, you know, late, you know, for a Fenway Frank, but It's such an extraordinary city. It kind of reminds me of Pittsburgh and San Francisco in a lot of ways. You're there now. I haven't been there in quite a while, but what's it like right about now in the area?
Actually, right now, it's really good. Like I said, you know, people were out this morning, you know, walking, you know, starting their day. It just was great, you know, on the way back to the hotel from the coffee shop, you know, stopped by one of the spots where, you know, the bombings went off and where the city recognized, it was about four people, you know, that was, you know, really sobering and, you know, humbling just to, you know, walk past that and see that. So after the call, I'll get back out, you know, and walk a little bit more and then, you know, visit my brother-in-law here and catch up with my niece and nephew a little bit later, but it's just good to get out and see people walking and, you know, enjoying the morning and enjoying life.
Yeah, and I know at least you guys get out to the West Coast more often this year with the schedule they've come up with, everybody playing everybody, and yeah, they're looking at about 80 degrees, you know, on Easter out here in Los Angeles.
Wow, I'll take some of that right now where we at. But the cool thing about being, you know, in the East and the Northeast is that, you know, coming from California, I get to experience all the seasons. Well, you could say this off season, you know, we definitely experience a winter in California. But it's good to experience, you know, all four seasons, you know, on the East Coast and play through them and work through every challenge that comes with it. So it's good for a Cali boy like myself.
Yeah, a feeling out process. Two out of three, the Reds take you after you took the first one on them, and then they bounce back. But, you know, Vince Velasquez, he looked pretty good. I mean, he was making his first start with the Buccos, went 4 2/3, giving up only three runs and five hits with three strikeouts and a walk. But I like the command of his pitches, you know, in his first start with you guys.
Yes, I mean he did a good job for us, and you know one pitch, one miss location, you know, can cost you at this level. But he did a good job for us, and that's all we, you know, we need is just our starters, you know, to get us to our bullpen and let our bullpen take over and finish out the game. The one thing that hurt us the last couple of days is, you know, on Saturday when we faced Lodolo, is that we had him on the ropes in the first inning and we just didn't get that hit, you know, that would have sent him to the showers and got, you know, into their bullpen. And then yesterday we had the same thing as well against Ashcraft where, you know, we had first and third and, you know, we get a fly ball that wasn't deep enough to score a runner from third, which would put us within one. And if that run would have scored from third, that runner from first, which was Cruz, would advance, and now we're just a base hit away from tying the game. And that's what it comes down to. Major League Baseball comes down to good defense, you know, good pitching, and timely hitting, and good base running. And, you know, we just missed out on one aspect of that. So we're looking to put, you know, all three, you know, phases together and just play, you know, three really good, complete ball games here in Boston.
Yeah, and when you look at the bullpen, I mean, they kept them scoreless the rest of the way. The Bucks bats, you know, trying to, you know, it's cool back there, so you got to, you know, it takes a little while to heat it up in the Northeast, but when that gets going, it was nice to see Brian Reynolds get his first home run of the year.
Yes, yeah, I mean, yes, it is. I mean, it does take, you know, a small adjustment, you know, coming out of spring training and, you know, getting used to, you know, one, the air, where you at, two, you know, the weather is definitely different. And you can say, oh, we had a cold front that went through Arizona and went through, you know, Florida, but it's not the same as being, you know, up north. And so that's it. And you plan at different times where in spring training, you know, you're used to being set at, you know, 105 starts. So I think it'll be really good. And like you said, we're playing teams that, you know, we would play like once every 3 years. And, you know, we get to play everybody this year, which I think is really good because you never know which matchup will favor a team where, you go, okay, these guys are favorite, you know, to win this series. And all of a sudden you look up 3 days later and they got swept or lost 2 out of 3. And I think that's what, you know, our game needed, as well as the, you know, the pitch clock and the pace of play picking up. I think it's really good for our fans and really good for us as well. You know, we get to get back and actually, you know, in some places go and have a really good meal and not trying to rush to get there. So I think it's good where we're going, and it'll get even better.
Well, not only that, now you're playing a Red Sox team that just rolled 9 runs a game in their last 3. This is a high-powered offense. So it's going to have to be good pitching that's going to shut these guys down. I always say, you know, when you look at the game of baseball, and I kind of grew up with, you know, baseball, it seems like it's almost like 90% of the game. So good pitching this next 3 days could limit the Red Sox, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And, you know, they got off to, you know, a rocky start, you know, the first day. And, you know, there was a lot of concern about it. And, you know, you have to give Alex Cora and his staff credit for, you know, righting that ship of getting guys back on. And, you know, this is the cool thing about Major League Baseball is teams make adjustments, you know, quickly. And so, you know, we expect them to continue to make adjustments just as we're making adjustments and just looking to, you know, play 3 hot games here in this cold weather.
Well, not only that, you might feel like you're, you know, part of the California crowd there with the Red Sox. Verdugo, former Dodger, Hernandez,
mm-hmm.
They bring in Justin Turner. So you've got some familiar faces on that other side of the coin.
You know, absolutely. I saw JT one game that we went down there, you know, because I missed 2 weeks of spring training.
Yep.
But it was good to catch up with JT and Justin and Turner, and he said, you know, he loves it, you know, here, you know, there's definitely some familiar faces, so he was really excited about that. And so it'll be really good to, you know, see him here, you know, in this atmosphere, in this stadium, and just see how the city embraces him. And also Brittany, his wife, see how they just embrace them and see how he does here. And you know, he's an instant leader, you know, wherever he walks in the room. So it's really good. And so we just look forward to, you know, doing what we can to, you know, capitalize on a game plan that we put together and facing a really good, you know, Boston team.
Yeah, every clubhouse has their, you know, guy that is beloved and they all gravitate to him. And, you know, just listening to the game yesterday with Kyle Schwarber as the Phillies were down there in Texas, you know, he said basically he has 2 things, winning and connecting with teammates. And then you look at what Turner's doing there in Boston, you know, and Kirk Gibson did when he came out here to L.A. It's just amazing when you get those type of guys in a locker room to really solidify it.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And, you know, people go, oh, they're, you know, great leaders. But you know what? Those guys are just good at building and maintaining relationships. And, you know, it's just the cool thing where, you know, now in order to be around guys for, you know, 8 months and in close quarters and traveling together, you know, you got to make it as fun as you can and spend time and enjoy that time and just create, you know, these memories. Because once you walk away from the game, you know, you might have some financial stability, which is great. But the one thing that you'll carry on and on and on and be able to pass down is the memories of the time, which is your life that you invested, you know, in other players, your teammates and in your coaching staff and, you know, in the city where you gave of your time. And that becomes really important. So it's really cool to see that, you know, being on display in our game now.
Well, and not only that, in Boston there, you're going to get it firsthand. Now they've added the seats on top of the Green Monster, kind of a compact stadium. It's going to be amazing there. A little bandbox, everybody on top of everybody there. It's going to be nice for the 3 days there and just absorb all that in.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really good, especially for our young guys, you know. I was counting, and I lost count the other day, but it's like six guys that, you know, first time having opening day. And it'll be those same six guys first time playing, you know, in Boston. And so it's really cool and really going to enjoy, you know, this time and just see, you know, how our guys, you know, react and getting them to the ballpark as quickly as we can. And, you know, getting them, you know, used to the surroundings. Yes, you know, Fenway South down in Fort Myers is cool, but it's not the same as Fenway North in Boston, Massachusetts. So we're just looking forward to, you know, having those guys, you know, soak up those moments, but then also getting ready, you know, to win a Major League ball game later tonight.
Yeah, then we'll reconvene, I know, on Friday, the home opener with the White Sox coming into Pittsburgh, followed by the Astros, and then right back on the road again, I believe, to St. Louis and Colorado. It's amazing. So the early starts of, you know, the Major League Baseball schedule. Another big game tonight, and I'm pulling for them. I got to cover them for 3 years when I was doing radio down in San Diego. The Aztecs could surprise everybody and beat UConn today. What's your take on that one real quick?
Man, I think it's going to be a really good game. You know, San Diego, like you said, has an opportunity, you know, to continue to surprise and solidify themselves in this tournament. But going up against a good, you know, tough, you know, UConn team led by Danny Hurley. I just think it'll be a really good game. I am going to pull, since I am a Cali guy, I'm definitely going to pull for San Diego State, you know, to go ahead and pull out the victory tonight, which I think is really good. And just the fact that the Final Four that we had, you know, having Miami in it and what we would consider football schools or, you know, non-traditional, you know, basketball schools, you know, make it down, you know, FAU. I just think it's really cool, you know, for college basketball. And, you know, maybe to help, you know, those colleges that aren't, you know, like that high up there, you know, get some really good ball players and be able to showcase themselves, you know, throughout the year and especially, you know, in March.
Yeah, not only that, during batting practice today, but before you put that Pirate jersey on, I'm sure there's a Laker T-shirt underneath that thing.
you know what? At one point in time, I had kind of started to write the guys off. You know, they had injuries and just seemed we couldn't get the chemistry together. You know, made some timely trades. You know, Russ is, you know, over in the other locker room with the Clippers and just seeing, you know, what they did. You know, trying to get some shooters and some guys that can defend the ball. And they're playing, you know, really well, just climbing up the, you know, the charts, you know, with LeBron coming back, you know, and not get, you know, getting to that sixth spot is really huge for them because it allows them to get some rest and be able to play their best basketball, you know, not in the play-in but just in the playoffs. So I think it's really good. It's really good for, you know, for sports. And, you know, up north in Northern California, Golden State, they seem to be slipping a little bit. So it'll be a really good, you know, couple of days coming up here to finish out the season and see how everything lines up and then get that play-in tourney going and get the playoffs rolling. So it should be a really good playoff season.
No doubt. I always appreciate the time. I know we're going to reconvene on Friday in Pittsburgh, the home opener there, and let's take care of the Red Sox, sweep them under the rug. How can everybody get a hold of you?
Man, that sounds good. Thank you. I'm on Facebook, first and last name, TarrikBrock, on Instagram and Twitter, first and last name, you know, followed by SR because I am a senior. You know, I haven't documented too much, so probably when I get back, there's an off day, or I could probably just dump some photos in and just highlight some things. I have something from moving down to Kentucky, had a tour of Buffalo Trace, and really just wanted to share the story of, you know, our host there named Freddie, third generation, you know, guy there was really awesome and sweet and taking his time and just showing us, you know, some really cool Kentucky history and bourbon making. So I thought that was really cool there. And then, you know, there's some pictures here that I'll take. I went by this, the library here, which was just awesome, just the structure of the building. You know, you just don't see those around anymore, especially on the West Coast. You don't see libraries.
Right.
Just things like that that I'll drop in there and so we could just celebrate.
Well, I always appreciate that. Yeah, we got to definitely talk about that. Prayers on a safe flight from Boston to Pittsburgh. I love you dearly. I can't wait to chat early morning in Pittsburgh on Friday before the home opener against the White Sox. Have a blessed one, my friend.
You too, man. Looking forward to it. Take care, everybody.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Catch us Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast, 10 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast in Pittsburgh when we'll reconvene with the White Sox and Pirates. Have a blessed week. And thanks again for tuning in.